Alex Murphy and Chris Whalley make their return tonight as Cork's best-known young offenders, Connor and Jock. After the success of the 2016 film, the characters were brought to the small screen for a hugely popular TV series, and unsurprisingly, a second season was quickly greenlit. With me in studio on this Monday evening, Chris Wasser, who's seen the first two episodes of Series 2. For those who are unfamiliar with the series itself and indeed the film, just... if you can explain in easy terms, how would you describe Connor, as played by Alex Murphy, and Jock, as played by Chris Whalley?
Well, they're lovable rogues, aren't they? They're a pair of kind of, you know, would-be thieves. Well, actually, they are. They are shoplifters at times. But
and
best,
bicycle thieves.
And bicycle thieves. Bicycles are their business. That's what they love to rob more than anything else. Well, they're wearing masks. Masks of based on an actual madman from their area, so that they keep getting away from it. Connor and Jock are best buds. I think back in the original film, they're around 15, 16 years of age. Connor looks up to Jock, much to his mum, Mairead, played by Hilary Rose, much to Mairead's dismay. She hates the fact that her son not only has a best bud who is a bad influence, but also that her son, he wants to be Jock. You know, they both, both the lads have father issues. One of the guy's fathers is quite abusive and he doesn't have his mum around. His mum died. The other guy, his dad died. And so they're both kind of
living in the same house.
They're all living in the same house. I mean, as we saw in the television show, one of them eventually moved in with the other and her mum, but they both, as I say, have father issues, so they kind of look to each other as a sort of father figure and a best friend. And I think that's one of the most charming things about the young offenders, that it's almost like this, you know, a love story between two best buds
and
coming of age.
The television series itself grew out of the film Offenders, which was a kind of a comedy, a crime caper, really, wasn't it?
It was a crime caper. It was sort of a road movie in a way. It was sort of a buddy film, a coming of age film, all in one with an Irish twist, loosely inspired by real events.
Was a real event in Cork.
There was, you know,
vaguely related to this.
I mean, one of the biggest hauls of cocaine, you might remember back in 2007, it was all over the news. A load of cocaine washed up on the West Cork of Ireland. You know, 61 bales were accounted for, but I think it was the 62nd, which was about around 7 million euros worth of cocaine went missing. And in the film, which is originally set in 2007, one of the guys, Jock, gets it into his head that if he can find this cocaine before the guards do, he might be able to make money off it without realising how he's going to sell it on.
And the thing, the theme that has been carried right through the first television series and is certainly there in the first two episodes of the second series, they had to steal bikes to cycle out to West Cork to
get the
cocaine. That's
it, to cycle the distance. But as you say, yes, it was a film. It was made on a shoestring budget.
Hugely successful.
It was made for something in the region of €50,000 and written and directed by Peter Foote, who had limited experience. Well, he'd won an IFTA. He had actually directed music videos. He famously directed the Horse Outside music video for the Rubber Bandits. He'd done some work on Republic of Telly and had made some short films along the way, but he acquired this limited budget for this independent feature featuring two newcomers and a cast of actors who had been in other things. You know, PJ Gallagher's in there, Dominic McHale, Hilary Rose, who's actually married to Peter Foote, who wrote and directed The Young Offenders. It was released with, you know, with a little bit of buzz around it, but not the kind of buzz that, you know, 3 weeks after its release, you're talking about the fastest film to make a million at the Irish box office, the first Irish comedy in a long time to make that much money, and also a huge hit in England as well, and winning awards in Texas, in Los Angeles, at film festivals. It was a proper hit.
Yeah, and I think, I know you had certain reservations about the film, but perhaps an hour and a half of a movie is one thing. Half-hour episodes of a television series is a whole different ballgame. You can look at these two characters in a different way, possibly.
I did. I think that I loved the performances in the first film. I thought the two lads, Murphy and Whalley, they worked tremendously well together. Their comic timing were brilliant. I couldn't believe that they were actually newcomers. But I think it was an idea that even while I was watching it, I thought we're exploring so many hectic subplots here. This would make, and I'm not just saying this, I do remember thinking this would make for a fabulous television series.
And it did.
And it did. So I'm sure as when Foote realised, you know, okay, there is a demand here for maybe a sequel, he thought, let's expand this. Let's not do another hour and a half of this. Let's do 3 hours over 6 weeks.
All right. Well, let's take a clip from the opening episode of season two. One of the best shots. They have amazing hairstyles, kind of bowl hairstyles.
The most memorable hairstyles in television
and
that
you
I can remember.
You can see them you see the two heads over the top of a wall. And they're looking at the police station. It's an amazing opening shot.
It is a great opening.
It's not quite the opening shot, but it's a great shot in the early part of the first episode of season two. They're looking at the bicycles outside the Garda station and they're thinking, I wonder could we get a couple of those bikes now?
Why, are you sure it's a good idea?
Yeah, just trust me, okay? Cops don't lock.
You just make that up?
Yeah, but it's true, like.
Guards never lock their bikes because they think there's no one stupid enough to steal a guard a bike.
Except us.
Exactly.
All right, on three. Wind.
No, wait.
I was thinking, the main mistake people make when robbing stuff out in the open is that they move too quickly and then they look really dodgy. So let's just move really slowly, then nobody will even notice us.
Yeah, good thinking. Yeah, the last thing we want to do is look dodgy.
And no prizes for guessing just how dodgy they look as they move slowly. Alex Murphy there as Connor, Chris Whalley as Jock in the opening episode of season two of The Young Offenders. And it's Chris Wasser who's in speaking to us about it this evening. I laughed more in the first 5 minutes of this second season than I think I've laughed in a long time at a comedy.
That's true, and I think it is starting to come into its stride a little bit. You know, there were some flaws about the first season, but I love, particularly when the show just focuses and gives room and gives time to breathe on those two leads, because when I look at them in that scene, which is just masterful, it's so well choreographed, it's so well written, it's one of the best. It kind of it makes me think that this is almost like a teenage Adam and Paul that we're looking at. You know,
but much more on the comedy side of things.
Much more on the comedy side of things.
Although there are moments of poignancy there too.
And that's another thing that I do like about this, that, you know, for a show that can be a little too hectic at times and can it tries to maybe cram in too many one-liners at once, it's the heart that's behind that comical veneer that I do like. And there is always at least one scene in every episode if you watch the first season.
You have a lump in your throat.
You really do, because when you think about it, there's so much going on here. You're talking about one of the lads lost his mum, the other lost his dad. They're, you know,
and there's
stumbling.
A pregnancy, and as season two begins, we have somebody going for a baby scan.
Absolutely, yeah. Siobhan is pregnant with Jock's father, Jock's a baby, much to the annoyance of Principal Barry Walsh, because these lads not only, you know, and are getting into trouble robbing bikes by the police, they actually got their principal's daughter pregnant, so that's more trouble.
Yeah, and we should say that the principal here is played by PJ Gallagher, who had been a kind of a dodgy gangster in the film, but this is a totally different character, and it works really well. A new character appears, a new potential young offender appears in episode two.
He does, Gavin, played by Daniel Power, and Connor is not too amused by the fact that his best friend Jock used to have another best friend who is now Gavin. Yeah.
And they have to have a fight to
settle
matters. So here's what happens as Connor, played by Alex Murphy, and Daniel Power, playing the character of Gavin, as they begin to scrap with each other.
You look like a fucking ballerina.
Ballerinas are pure muscle joy.
Thanks.
Where's Granny Knickers?
The name's Con. They're not my Granny Knickers, they're my mind. I'm just borrowing them for a day.
Does your man not wear sexy knickers like normal people?
I'll have you know, my man wears very sexy knickers. These are just her day off knickers for watching TV. She wears her sexy knickers at work, like.
What does she work as, a hooker?
That's it, Madigan. You're toast.
Gavin Madigan, as played by Daniel Power, and Connor, played by Alex Murphy, in the new season of Young Offenders. Chris Wasser, looking at the first two episodes, as I did myself, with great joy, I must admit, today. Did it work for you, Chris, and are you excited about the rest of the series?
Absolutely. I think the pregnancy storyline has given the series a bit more of an emotional heft, because, like I said, it is very good when it does explore the more dramatic sequences behind the comical setup. It's still a bit too hectic. I still would like for it to just slow down a little bit, maybe not use all of its jokes at once, but it's the relationship between Connor and Jock, which I would love to see more of explored. And I just think the performances as well. I don't think we've had a comedy duo in Ireland quite like these two before, and I am looking forward to seeing.
Yeah, and lots of it's on BBC Three as well.
And it's on BBC Three and
putting
RT2.
It in the same breath as Derry Girls. Is it as good as Derry Girls?
I think a lot of critics have been putting it in the same breath as Derry Girls because they're two homegrown comedies that have acquired a large fan base and great reviews over the last couple of years. Yeah, they are as good as each other, but I'll stay tuned for the rest of the series.
Good but different.
Yes.
All right, Chris Wasser speaking to us there about second series of The Young Offenders. It starts tonight on RTE2 television at 9:30.